You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 6 of Been There, Dean That.
I love that name.
Today we got a great episode for you because my wife joins me back in studio.
I was about to put myself up. Yep. Thanks for doing it for me.
And what?
I was going to say, and you've got a great guest.
And we've got a great guest today, just weighing in at a whopping 96 pounds, hailing from Fredericksburg, Virginia, Kaylin Bell.
I weigh 110 pounds. But thank you.
96 pounds.
I only weigh 82 pounds.
We got a really great episode for you guys today. Not only is my wife joining us, but that's actually really the only reason it's going to be a good episode today. So
where are we going? Where are we traveling to?
Last week, we talked about photography. Well, I talked about it by myself because I don't want to burden you with coming in here and recording these things with me.
Oh, I'm so burdened.
Yep, I know you are. This week, I want to talk about one of my personal favorite trips.
Yeah.
Do you know which one it is? If you had a guess.
Well, for me, it's Italy, but I bet for you, it's Japan.
Nope, it's a trip we went on together.
Guatemala?
Guatemala, ladies and gentlemen.
Lake Atitlan, what is it? Atitlan?
Lake Atitlan is what you're thinking of. So, how long ago was that, Kaylin?
Gosh dang, maybe 3 years. October, 3 years ago.
I think it was more than that, because I think it was before my leg incident. 4 years ago. Yes. I want to say it was 50 months ago.
Okay, it was October 4 years ago.
October 2019.
2019, for sure.
So what Kaylin and I did when we were trying to spice up our relationship a little bit, we decided we wanted to bring the other person on a surprise trip to a destination. So I would book a trip, bring Kaylin. She wouldn't know where we're going until we get there, ideally. And then she would book a trip, and same thing, I wouldn't know where we're going until we get there, ideally. Both of those did kind of fail before we even left the airport. We got to LAX, and she still had no idea where we were going, and
Remember correctly what happened?
I'm trying to remember. We like went to a terminal that wasn't the right terminal. Like we had to check in at terminal 3, but then we flew out of terminal 4.
Yeah, but we were at the Influencer Awards, the American Influencer Awards first. I had to present. We left the second I presented, and then got to the airport as soon as we possibly could, and then we're like super stressed. We're like, we're gonna miss our flight. We're in terminal 3, and the guy's like, oh yeah, you check in here, and we didn't have to check back, so it was pointless for us to go to terminal 3. He's like, you better sprint to terminal 4 if you're trying to catch the Guatemala flight.
How many times have you had to sprint through the airport, do you think, in your life?
Maybe like twice.
That being one of them.
Yeah.
And the other one, just some other time that you can't think of right now, but you know it probably happened another time.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, when layovers, you have a layover and then your first flight's delayed and you almost miss your second flight. Probably a couple. Oh.
Yeah.
South Africa.
Yeah.
Germany.
Well, we were in Germany.
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam on a layover.
But the whole point of that story was because the guy's like, if you're trying to get to Guatemala, you better sprint. And that was the first time I heard we were going to Guatemala.
Right. So he spilt the beans.
I was so pissed. Not only was I pissed that we were like about to miss our flight, I was like, do you know what you just did?
And there's one thing about Kaylin. When she gets under a little bit of stress, she can turn real mean real fast.
Mean?
Until the stress is gone.
Mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Not mean, but you.
Yeah, not mean. Thank you.
I'm going to stick with mean.
No.
You're very short.
Sassy.
And sassy.
I'll take sassy.
And so you were sassy because we were running late. Not because of my doing, by the way, because of your doing. You just had to present at the American Influencer Awards.
And I got my makeup done for that. And I had to take my clear photo that day on that Guatemala trip. And
great photo.
For 4 years, I had a great photo.
Great photo. So, yeah, so we're running late for this flight. Kaylin just finds out where we're going. We're going to Guatemala. She instantly jumps on Google and she's like, oh, Guatemala? That can't be safe. Do you remember this?
No, I didn't say Guatemala, that can't be safe. I just looked up Guatemala and the first thing that comes up is something ridiculous like it's the most dangerous country in the world or something like that.
Yes. And so not only were you stressed about running late for our flight, but then you were also learning information at the time about how dangerous this country was. And it took a couple days for you to warm up.
I kind of remember it differently. I kind of remember like a few days in me Googling that. Because I felt kind of safe and then I was a little trepidatious.
I think what you're thinking of is you Googled it again a few days into the trip after there was no danger ever. And you're like Googling it more to like maybe cite the source and see like who's writing this because it didn't feel like it was right or something, you know?
Yeah, you know when you ask a question on Google and then the first thing that pops up, it's like that might not even be a legitimate source, but you look at it and you're like, there's my answer.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
So then here I am having to explain to her, it's not as dangerous as some random person on the internet says. Just because people get murdered there doesn't make it dangerous.
People get murdered everywhere.
People get murdered in Chicago. We still go there.
Never been, but yes, most people
get murdered in Colorado. We live here.
True. I will say I felt incredibly safe. It is, I mean, I know we're going to get to this, but it's such an incredible, beautiful country with great people and great food. And I never once felt unsafe.
The food was really good. So what did we do? We flew into Guatemala City, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
We rented a car, which if you're going to spend an extended amount of time in Guatemala, I highly suggest renting a car. It's pretty necessary to get around. You could definitely like bus and do it that way. But just for convenience sake, I think the car rental was probably only like $15 a day too, or something like that.
You're a little burpy.
Yeah, I just took a sip of coffee. If you guys go and rent a car and you find a purple hydro flask in the back seat, please return it to me.
Oh my gosh, that was just devastating for you.
I love that hydro flask so much. So we got to Guatemala City. And what did we do from there? We stayed the night in Guatemala City, but then we drove out to...
We stayed at this like cool boutique hotel. We stayed at the very front, right next to the reception. It was a beautiful hotel with great breakfast. And then... we were just right by reception, so we kind of like heard people talking all night.
I wanted to, in preparation for this, I wanted to pull up some pictures and videos and kind of like relive it with you.
And this is like, what, 3 months into us dating, 4 months into us dating. So I'm new to hiking, new to all these things. And Dean just was like, let's jump right into it.
We had just done, just before this trip, we had done Havasu Pie.
Okay, so I'm not totally a novice, but still.
You hiked 10 miles into Havasu Pie. We should actually make a Havasu Pie episode at some point.
Yeah, and I didn't hike out.
Yeah, but that's
how she returned is a mystery.
Save that for the Havasu Pie episode. So I'm going through some photos. Do you remember these photos? We hiked.
It was one of my favorite trips of my entire life. Of course I remember.
Oh, look, here's us at the Influencer Awards. So we drove into. Oh, I was hoping that it was going to have the locations on these.
If you shot them on your camera, you don't have the location. If it's on your iPhone, you do.
That's probably right.
That is right.
Yeah. Yeah, so we don't have city names, which is such a bummer because this. Very beautiful city.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go.
If only you prepared more.
Oh, gosh darn it. Well, I'm recording this later than I would normally record. So that's why I'm doing it this way. Look at this beautiful part of the city.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. I forgot about that day. We just walked around town.
So we drove to this beautiful little town, just walked around. It was amazing. And then.
It's easy to find because there's that. We hiked, I mean, baby hike to that huge cross.
Yep.
So if you just look up like huge cross in Guatemala City, it's easy to find that cute little town we walked through.
Antigua.
Antigua.
Mm-hmm. Antigua, Guatemala is the name
That's
of the city.
That's where we stayed, yes.
Highly recommend going to Antigua. You could spend probably 2 days there. And I remember after walking around, we did struggle to like find touristy things to do. But
also there were, remember, I think that was that time, there were like cute little like healthy restaurants. It was very like yoga hippie-esque.
Yep. Mm-hmm. As Guatemala, I think, just kind of through and through is like that.
I loved it.
And then what did we do? Then we did a little mini hike up a volcano. We found a tour guide.
That was brutal for me.
No, we drove to the trailhead, right? And we wanted to hike, but they wouldn't let you hike without a tour guide.
So we found one.
So we just, we like bumped into one there that was like obviously willing to do it because we have to pay him. Mm-hmm. So then, and that's probably his job. So he showed us up this volcano. It's pretty cool. It was the first time in my life I'd ever seen magma.
Yeah. Also, I'm glad that we did. And because, I mean, these guys do it all the time. They're prepared. They bring marshmallows. You roast marshmallows. I know some people bring pizza and you like cook a pizza up there. So it's really cool. And getting to roast marshmallows on magma, that's probably a once in a lifetime thing.
Yeah. So then according to my phone, it's called San Vicente Pacaya, but I don't remember that being the name of this volcano. But anyways, we just did a day trip up on this volcano. It's like a pretty easy hike, maybe an hour up, an hour down or something like that. And that was in preparation for the next adventure that we were going on. That was preparing us for the next adventure that we were going on. So then what we did was
I just want to say too that I have no idea on this trip what we're doing, what is being planned. Dean said, he prefaced with, you're going to not really enjoy the first half of the trip, but you're really going to enjoy the second half of the trip.
And you enjoyed it all.
I did. I mean, if I were to do that again, I would definitely enjoy the first half more now because I'm more fit.
So then what did we do? We checked into a hostel. And
my first ever.
It was your first ever hostel experience. And it's kind of frustrating because I booked a private room, or at least like a queen size bed in a room that was supposed to be private, at least how I understood it. And so we're laying in bed after our briefing on what we're going to be doing the next day, which was hiking Volcan Fuego.
Mm-hmm.
So we get into the meeting for that, and they're like running us through everything, and Kaylin keeps
looking. Super steep, 10 miles up, 10 miles down.
Yeah, Kaylin keeps looking over at me like, what the hell are you about to make me do? So we go through the briefing, we stay the night in the hostel, we get into our room, we're like kind of snuggling on the bed watching a show or something.
No, we're in bunk beds, I'm up top, you're on the bottom, and then a man walks in. And I jump into bed with you.
Yeah, French guy walks in, and she goes, why is this guy in our room? I was like, well, it's a hostel. That's how hostels work. And she was like, what? People just share rooms? I was like, yeah, it's a cheap way to travel.
No. I'm sorry. I understood the sharing of the room. What I didn't understand is this guy just getting naked, barely saying hi. And I was like, oh, my virgin eyes can't see this.
Yeah, he did take his pants off, I remember.
Yeah. There's bathrooms.
And at this point in life, you hadn't really traveled much. Even though traveling was sort of your thing, you hadn't really traveled much, had you? You'd been to Asia.
Yeah, that's it.
We had been...
I think we went on my trip, St. Lucia.
No, that was after this trip.
Okay.
Oh, spoiler alert for next episode, Kaylin. Come on.
Beep. Just beep it out.
And so, yeah. So then we had to deal with the French guy that was getting naked in the room. It really was not an issue. It was just kind of funny to see Kaylin's reaction. And we woke up early the next day, took the bus up to the trailhead for the volcano with a group of probably, what, like 14 other people?
I don't really remember the bus up there at all.
It was, well, I mean, obviously we had to take something to get to the trailhead.
Yeah, but I don't remember it.
I remember it. It was a beautiful drive, maybe like an hour or two drive. But the group was big, right? It was like 14 people.
Oh, yes, I do now. Yeah. We had to split up into like two vans.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the group being big?
Yeah, I would say it was like 15 people.
Yeah, that's exactly what I just said. Oh. Well, one more than what I just said. So we get to the trailhead, start hiking. It's beautiful right out of the gates. We hiked for, I want to say like 6 or 7 or 8 hours, probably.
A long time. And I thought I would be the weakest. I was maybe the second or third weakest.
You were in the middle of the pack.
Yeah.
Which is good. And that's kind of a testament to this type of stuff too with these guided tours is you don't even necessarily have to be the strongest or the fastest or whatever. I talk about that all the time. Like you'll get to where you're going eventually. So if you think that you're not in good enough shape to do something like this, I mean, obviously still train and prepare for it, but if you think it's something you can't do, I can assure you it is something that you can do.
And they divvied up our food and our packs. Like they divvied everything up amongst everyone. And Dean was so kind. And because we had just hiked
Havasupai,
he knew that I struggled and it's hard for me to carry weight and hike. So he carried everything and I had to carry nothing, which is very sweet of you.
You're just such a lucky girl.
I am.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So we hiked up. On the hike up, I remember there was like halfway up, there was like a food, not a food truck, but like a food tent, and they would serve you coffee and stuff.
Oh, it was amazing. It was great coffee.
It was really cool. And then we got to our campsite for the night, which is adjacent to, directly to an erupting volcano. So this volcano erupts every, I want to say like every 10 minutes to varying degrees. Sometimes they're massive, sometimes they're kind of smaller, but it's amazing. We got up there during daylight and you just see like big plumes of smoke kind of coming out of the volcano occasionally, and you can hear it, and you're not close to it, but you're much closer than I would have ever expected to have gotten to an active volcano.
Mm-hmm. And it had erupted and tragically killed a lot of people a year prior.
It wasn't a year. It was like 20 years prior.
No. Yes, it was. I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Okay.
I don't know.
I believe you.
Maybe I'm wrong.
To your point, it does erupt semi-frequently and causes destruction.
But also, so all the tents were set up. I don't know if we had people hiking ahead of us to set up our tents. Do you remember?
I think that we had some sort of porters, yeah.
Yeah, I think we did have porters as well. So we go there, our tents are set up, and then the guide is like, who wants this one? And it's like front-facing directly. It's like the best spot to see the volcano erupting all night. And Dean is never one to like, I don't know, you're like kind of passive and you'll let anyone like have the best experience. But Dean was like, nope, we'll take it. And someone wanted it. And then Dean was like, oh man, we really wanted that. And he's like, oh, okay, you can have it. And Dean was like, yeah.
I don't remember that.
I do. And I was like, I've never seen you be so assertive like that before.
I just, when it comes to that kind of stuff, I know that I'm going to have a good experience no matter what. And so if someone needs to be in a better position for them to enjoy it more, then I'm happy to give it to them, because I know either way I'm going to have a really good time.
I think you kind of did it more so for me and maybe the photo too.
I think I was setting my camera up for the night shots or something, and I wanted to be close to it, maybe is why. But yeah, so then we had a delicious dinner with this tour guide. I wish I could, I probably can figure out the name of the tour group, just in case you're thinking about booking a trip out to Guatemala and you want to... Oh, yeah. OX Expeditions. Wow, I found that really fast.
Our guide was wonderful. I don't remember his name, but he was amazing.
I don't remember him being especially good, but I don't remember him being bad at all.
Oh, we enjoyed his company because we both are people that like to be to ourselves and don't love big group things, but we both had a great time. Me more so than you.
You had a better time than I did?
No, like I like to be alone more than you do.
You think?
I don't really like big groups.
I think that we dislike it equally. I just can cope with it better.
Yeah.
It's maybe a better way to put it. But yeah, so we stayed the night. Oh gosh, it was so cool. They cooked us a delicious dinner. We played games with the group, like under the tent, watching this volcano erupt consistently every 10 minutes. And they give you an option for the next morning. You can wake up at like, what was it, like 4 or 5 in the morning, hike up to the, because you're kind of camping, I want to say like 1,500 feet below the summit of the mountain that you're, the volcano that you're on. That's not actively erupting. And it's just a good campsite because you can clearly see the volcano that is erupting. And I think you probably aren't allowed technically to camp any higher than what we did, but they give you the option to wake up super early and hike up to the top and then see the erupting volcano from the top adjacent to the one that's erupting, obviously. So Kaylin chose not to, but I chose to go up and it was awesome. There was maybe like 5 or 6 of us that went to the top and just got to like stay up there for a long time. Once we got up to the top, there were other groups there. So I want to say there's maybe like 40 or 50 people at the top in total, but it's cool. There's like this big crater. There's a little like scientific research center in the center of it. And they let you run a lap around the crater. And if you do it in less than like a minute or 2 minutes or something, I can't remember what it is, you win a prize. And I was like, I can easily do that. And you're probably pretty tall. Let me see what the altitude of that volcano is real quick. Do you know what it is, Kaylin?
No.
Do you have any guesses?
No.
Well, I'll tell you right now. It is 3,763 meters, which is about 12,000 feet, a little over 12,000 feet. So that's pretty tall.
Yeah.
Not as tall as the 14ers that I climbed, but you know, still very, very tall. And so we were up there for a little bit watching it erupt, came back down, packed up our tents, and then went back down to Antigua. From Antigua, we went to Lake Atitlan, which was probably like a 4-hour drive.
Yeah.
And that was the part of the trip that I was like, you're going to like this part of the trip a lot more.
It was. I could have spent a whole week there. It was amazing. The hotel Dean chose was incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, so we got into the Lake Atitlan town. I can't remember what... Lake Atitlan is huge, by the way.
I feel like we... I don't know why I feel like we were on the east side.
We were. Good job.
I don't know how I knew that.
I want to say we were in a Panajachel.
Because someone was talking about how Lake Atitlan can be dangerous. Like, I don't know if it was the northwest side or something. There's parts of it that are dangerous.
Yeah.
Is what, like, our boat driver, I think, said to us.
Yep, that's right. But still, I mean, I never felt dangerous.
No. That's why I'm saying that's why the side we were on. That's why I remember
it. I see. Yeah, so what we did, we drove. The road there, I remember it got kind of scary near the end. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a highway for 90% of it, but the last 10% of it, I don't know if it was a Google Maps issue or what, but it takes us down these like single track dirt roads, winding around.
Did we have like a stop point or something?
Winding around the mountain. There was like the river was higher than it normally is. Mm. And so we had to like drive through moving water, mm-hmm. you know, which can, you never, driving through moving water scares me because it's fun, but you never know how deep it's going to be in under the water. So it could be 6 feet deep. It could be 1.5 feet deep. I think it was like 1.5 feet. But I just remember it being kind of like you were kind of sketched out a little bit about driving through it. So we got to the city, or we got to the town, which I think it was Panajachel. I'm so probably mispronouncing that. But it was like in the northeast corner. And we jump on a boat and go to our hotel, which I wish I could remember the name of our hotel. Do you?
No, I just know it was amazing. And the food was great. And we were only there one night, but like at night it was so gorgeous. And then you wake up and they bring you breakfast and everything's really healthy. They've got green juices and smoothies and tofu. I think it was like all vegetarian maybe, or vegan.
I think it was called Casa Prana Hotel.
Sounds like a possibility.
But I remember I booked it specifically because it was a short boat from the town. Yeah, it was Casa Prana Hotel. Right now, $250 a night, which I don't think it was nearly that much when we went there, but it was, you get to the town, you take maybe like a 20-minute little boat over to the hotel, check in, they take your bags. It was kind of like a yoga retreat in a lot of ways, that hotel at least. So we kind of like just stayed there for the first night. We posted on Instagram that we were in Guatemala. Do you remember this? And these people that owned a hotel nearby hit us up and they were like, hey, we own this hotel over here. We would love to like come host you guys and you know, give you food and drinks and all that kind of stuff. We get there.
And they're like, we're going to pick you up by helicopter.
Yeah. So we take the boat over there and they're like, yeah, we own a house an hour east of here. Do you guys want to come? And we're like, well, maybe. They're like, yeah, we can take our helicopter. And we're like, yep, we're in. Count us
easy.
In. So we get in this helicopter and just takes off the cliffside in Guatemala.
No, it was on the roof of their hotel.
Yeah, but the landing pad, I don't think it was on the roof. I think it was like on the mountain.
Oh, maybe.
And they fly us out. I think the flight was probably like 30 minutes because it's a helicopter. It goes a lot faster.
Maybe less. They also, the pilot let Dean fly for a bit.
Oh, yeah. Flew my first helicopter there. What a great day. And they take us to their estate. It was like an estate. They were incredibly wealthy, I'm sure. And we just like spent the day out there.
It looked like a hotel itself. It was wild. There were like 20 bedrooms.
Yeah. So that, I guess that was kind of a unique experience for us that we wouldn't have had unless we
And landed on, they lived on a black sand beach, which was cool because we didn't see that where we were.
Yeah, the black sand beach was really cool. And then we flew back and got back to our hotel and drove back to Guatemala City. I want to see how far this drive was from Lake Atitlan to Guatemala City because I remember it being like generally pretty far. Do you remember how far it was?
I thought it was 4 hours.
Yeah, 3 hours, 20 minutes. But it took longer because Google Maps doesn't account for some of the road speeds, like the super slow speeds that you have to go. So yeah, that was our trip to Guatemala. It was, in my opinion, one of the best trips I had ever gone on with you because you got to enjoy the nice serenity of the lake afterwards. You're so funny to do things like this with because...
Tell me why I'm funny.
Because you grumble the whole time and then...
And then I look back and I'm like, that was the best trip of my life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You grumble and then... You do it and you like are always kind of question your own ability, which you never should because you can do anything and you always do. And then you get back and you're like smiling ear to ear, having had the best trip of your life.
Yep. That's a little bit about me.
Havasu pie, Guatemala, Nepali.
Yep.
I'm trying to think what else, but yeah, I think that you do secretly really love hiking, but you just... Don't give yourself enough credit.
Well, I've never considered myself to be strong until like I'm stronger than I've ever been. So now I'm more confident in my abilities to do things like that.
Yeah. And you should keep it up. So if you're thinking about doing a trip to Guatemala, definitely 100% don't miss Volcan Fuego. That was the highlight in my opinion.
And Lake Atitlan.
I really want to go back to the Volcan Fuego because I wasn't very good at photography then. I still am not good now, but I'm better than I was. And I want to like maybe devote more time to getting more, like focusing more on photography if I was there again, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And the shot that you got while you were there, you got a sweet shot of, it was like a long exposure shot of the volcano erupting. So I can't imagine what you would get now, 4 years later.
Oh yeah, I meant to say when we were talking about it earlier. So during the day, you just see like plumes of dirt and smoke and dust and debris coming up. But when it gets dark, you can actually see the embers of the volcano. So instead of...
Because the naked eye can't see it during the daytime.
Yeah. Even though it's like this molten rock being shot out during the day, the sun overpowers it. But at night, it's literally erupting magma. It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
For sure.
I don't think we'll ever get the chance to stand on the side of a volcano ever again.
And even sleeping next to it and just feeling the ground like rumble all night long. And you can like hear it erupt all night long. It was very cool.
And they do take you on a hike onto that volcano. You went on that one that same night when you get up there the first night. They take you over to the volcano and you're probably, I'm going to be super wrong about that. No, I was going to say like 500 feet from maybe more, maybe
out
like,
of zero,
maybe like 1,000, maybe 1500 feet. You're a safe distance away, but if it was a big eruption, you can like, it looks like it's fine from a distance, but then you get up closer to it and you like literally just see these basketball sized chunks of rock landing on the ground, semi close to you. And you kind of like, it puts into perspective about how like reckless and dangerous these volcanoes can be. But yeah, seeing it at night was definitely a bucket list thing for me. So I'm glad that we got to do that. But yeah, that's our Guatemala trip. What would you rate it 1 out of 10?
9.
9?
Yeah.
Not 10?
If I did it again, it'd be a 10.
Oh.
So I wouldn't grumble.
But if you did it again, you wouldn't have the novelty of doing it for the first time.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with 9.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
She's sticking with 9, folks.
What's yours?
9.5. 9. No, I'm just kidding. 9 because I don't think any trip ever gets a 10.
Okay.
If a trip got a 10.
What about our honeymoon?
9.
That was a 10 for me.
9.
That was a 10. 100%. It was perfect.
If it wasn't a 20-hour travel day, maybe it would be a 10.
Just ignore the travel day.
Yeah, can't do it. Anyways, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Been There, Dean That. Next week, we're going to talk about Kaylin's trip that she planned secretly for me.
It was wild. It was the most dangerous trip of my entire life. We almost died. I don't know why you're laughing, because we did.
So dramatic. It was the most dangerous trip of your life. We almost died.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, because of me.
It's a great cliffhanger, and I hope you guys tune in for that. It was a great.
Yeah. It was fine.
It was a trip.
It was a trip. Certainly no nine.
It was a trip, and so be sure to tune in that for that next week, because it's fun. Kaylin's going to be here. We all love hearing her talk, so tune in for that, where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.